el Instituto Costarricense de Enseñanza Radiofónica, ISER, llega a usted con su programa El Maestro en Casa.
El Maestro en Casa, un programa educativo a su servicio.
Hi, this is Apandis Week 4 Review. Today, we'll be speaking about lives of famous national and international athletes, politicians, and artists. Are you ready?
Listen to the conversation between students. Pay attention to the use of different tenses, vocabulary, and grammar.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
Fine. You?
I'm okay. How was your weekend?
Fantastic. Last night I went to watch the basketball match between Santura and San Ramon. It was the final.
Oh, really? How was it?
It was great. Henry Martinez, one of Santura's players, was just amazing. He distributed, he defended, he scored. Well, to me, he was the player of the evening.
And who is that Henry Martinez? Never heard about him.
I'm going to give you a little biography.
Okay, start.
Henry was born in Limon on the 12th of October, 1977. He is the third child of four brothers. He went to the Uno de Limón High School. He's married to Elaine Morgan. He's expecting his second child.
Second? They had a child before. Oh, I got it. And what about his sport career?
Well, Henry's first step in basketball took place in high school. He was considered a very skillful player back then. Then he joined the first division team of Limon in 1984. That year, Limon's team was going through an excellent momentum, and they won the championship. He played two more seasons with Limon, and then he was hired by Ferreteria Brenes' team. He did four seasons then.
Has he ever played with Liceo? I don't know why. Now that you're mentioning Brenes, my mind ran into hearing a name like that in Liceo's team.
No, after the fourth season with Ferreteria Brenes, Henry played with Seminario. I think he was injured badly, and it left him out of basketball field for three seasons. He made a comeback this year with Santura, the Desamparados team.
After all that experience as a top player, did he become a champion again?
Unfortunately, this was not his season. Though he still remained the best, his teammates did not help.
So, with all that curriculum, don't tell me, Sanaturas didn't become champion?
No, San Ramon won by 6 points.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, students, what did you learn in the biography about the basketball player, Henry Martinez?
We learned many things, like when was he born, that he was married to Elaine, that he has a son, and he is about to have another baby.
We also learned about the teams he played for, and for how many seasons, and how many championships he won.
Yes, there are biographies that include other information. For example, the name of the person, marital status, how many children or not he/she had, the artistic piece or pieces created, whether music, sculpture, craft, literature, etc.
Other biographies include the humanitarian, scientific, or political works produced by the person in the biography.
Like in the biography of Mother Teresa, we learn about the many different ways in which she devoted her life to work in favor of the more unfortunate ones.
Or in Gandhi's biography, one can learn about the great concept about religion, philosophy, and ideas to live a better life.
Now, create your own biography or find one in the internet and share it with other students or tutor.
Changing the subject, did you know that when talking about sport, one can use do, go, or play?
No. And when or how do you use those verbs as we refer to sports?
The first thing you need to know is that some sports use balls to practice it. Others are individual sports, and others may or may not have an ing form.
The previous ideas play an important role in the usage of the words go, do, and play in talking about sports.
Is that so?
Yes. For instance, if we can add an ing form to the verb go is used to talk about those sports.
Examples. 1. Danny goes snowboarding every year.
2. They go skiing on vacations.
3. Senior and Steve go golfing in Scottsdale, Arizona.
4. The students go canopying in July.
As you may notice, the sport golf is an exception. It can be used with play or in the ing form. Examples.
1. He plays golf on Saturdays.
2. He goes golfing on Saturdays.
Then, if there is a ball required to practice the sport or there is a competitive game involving the activity, the verb play must be used.
Examples. 1. I play volleyball.
2. She plays poker.
3. They play soccer.
4. He plays computer games.
For those recreational, non-team activities sometimes performed at a gym, which do not take an ing form, talk about them using do.
Listen to some examples illustrating the topic.
1. Jane does aerobics 3 times a week.
2. Gina and Joyce do yoga 5 days a week.
3. The boys do crossword puzzles happily.
4. We do karate twice a week.
It is. Do I say do jogging, go jogging, or play jogging?
Let's see what the rule is. Oh, yes, yes. If it ends in ing, say go jogging.
That's correct. And how would you speak about these sports or activities? Softball, sailing, push-ups.
Judo, surfing, taekwondo, and chess.
It is play for softball. Anthony plays softball.
Go for sailing. The women go sailing every weekend.
Do for push-ups. I can't do more than 25 push-ups in a row.
Do for judo. He does judo at the academy.
Go for surfing. You go surfing in Hawaii.
Do for taekwondo. Shayla does taekwondo every other day.
Remember that chess is a competitive game, so it is play for chess. Martha and Chris play chess every night. Martha and Chris play chess every night.
As you heard, students, one must be very careful in whether to use play, go, or do when talking about sports or activities one enjoys.
I hope this becomes crystal clear for you, and that now you are ready to solve all the exercises in week 4 text.
If there are any doubts, don't hesitate. Contact us at elmaestroencasa.com chat, log on to Facebook, Twitter, or the blog to get answers.
Este programa fue producido por ICER
en colaboración con el Ministerio de Educación Pública.